scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So this is cool if you're really into science. Scientists from Brown University studied the surface of the moon and concluded that there might be substantial amounts of water below the moon's surface. They're trying to figure out exactly how much water's in there and exactly where it is. Now, this is a pretty big deal because water is heavy and expensive to take from Earth up into orbit. So ideally, they might be able to have mission stops at the moon for water before, you know, going out into space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I figured somebody would bottle it and sell it.
Like, oh, yeah.
Moon water.
Moon water. It's got a little bit of dirt in it.
I'm Beyonce and I only drink moon water.
Exactly.
So money can buy happiness, but there's a catch. According to a new study, to buy happiness, you have to spend the money on something very specific. Free time.
Oh.
Yeah. Researchers found that buying yourself free time, like hiring someone to do your housework or mow your lawn, gives you the biggest bang for your buck. The more free time people buy for themselves, the less stressed they are each day and more satisfied they are with their life.
Wow. So you don't need like millions of dollars.
Right.
You can just figure out something. Hey, I got a little extra cash. How about I have somebody mow my lawn this month? That's great. I'm going to have to start doing that. If anybody wants to mow my lawn for free, then come by later on today. So this is interesting. Speaking of like selling weird stuff and moon water and all that. How about sewer beer? How's that sound? Delicious. ABC claims that 11 Arizona breweries are going to begin brewing beer with sewer water. Now, the recycled wastewater will pass through a filtration system and be subjected to reverse osmosis and then undergo an ultraviolet light disinfection before breweries get it into their beer. Now, the breweries are taking part in a challenge to see which one can brew the best beer with the recycled sewer water.
This beer tastes like crap.
Exactly.
Come on.
I don't know. Out of all the crazy kinds of beers that they make and all that stuff, I just don't think I can get in on that one.
Like, but I would name it after a Ninja Turtle, maybe.
A Ninja Turtle or something toilet-based.
Right.
I don't know.
The plunger.
Yeah.
What is that one thing in the toilet like that?
The flap thing?
Yeah, in the tank.
I don't know. Like the
bulb.
Like the ball thing?
There's a name for that.
I don't know what that's called.
We're going to be Googling toilet parts.
There's a plumber or anybody that can Google that for us. Let us know.
Well, the Huffington Post claims the 60th annual World Santa Claus Congress Convention is currently taking place in Copenhagen.
Nice.
Yeah, 150 Santas attending. The highlight of the convention is a herring tasting and fashion show.
Delicious.
Yeah, they've been spending time networking and sightseeing. And just so you know, we all know that these are like people hired by Santa to represent Santa.
Can you imagine, though, being like you go on like a trip over to Copenhagen and you're like, wait a minute, why are there like a million Santas walking around? It's the middle of summer.
What is happening?
That would be freaky, but pretty cool to see.
But I'd like some herring, please.
Exactly. Delicious. Herring on a stick. My favorite.